With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. About 5,500 Detroit public school teachers will get layoff notices as the troubled district prepares for an expected drop in fall student enrollment. The layoffs would take effect July 29th, the district said Thursday in a press release. Non-renewal notices will also be sent to 248 administrators. The notices are part of a process to allow the district time to assess staffing needs heading into the start of the 2011-2012 academic year, according to that press release. Michigan officials say they've recently confirmed bovine tuberculosis in two Alpena County beef herds. State agricultural officials say bovine TB has been detected in 52 cattle herds and four privately owned cervid operations, which usually involve deer, since testing began in 98. Both farms are quarantined. No cattle may enter or leave the farm premises until testing clears the farm of bovine TB. Well, the emerging concert lineup garnered the most attention as Muskegon Summer Celebration officials began to announce festival details for this year. But it was the announcement that DTE Energy will be the presenting sponsor for Muskegon's signature summer event that could have significance for years to come. DTE jumps into a lead sponsorship position that went unfilled in 2010 since the e-insurance sponsorship ended in 2009. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow has raised more than $1 million during the first 3 months of the year and has $3 million in a war chest heading into next year's re-election bid. That's according to a campaign finance report the Michigan Democrat is filing with the Federal Elections Commission. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.